Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
name.
Come on, can we do that right now? Just welcome him. Come on.
Oh, we worship you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, we do, Lord.
We magnify your name.
Come on, welcome him tonight. Come on, come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Good morning, church family. This is Brother Farrell Mack, and I'll be presiding for you today. We want to welcome everyone that's listening to us today from all over the United States. We want you to enjoy yourself. During this time, we come together and just enjoy each other. One of the reasons why we have this is we want to show love for each other. We want to remain in fellowship with God and stay connected with other Christians. So today we're going to present to you the things that we found in our book right here. It's Precepts for Living. And those of you that signed up with Facebook, I guess I'm saying that right, you can get on Facebook and you can actually get this online. This book, again, is Precepts for Living, and you can follow right along with us. It's a 30-day free trial, so you might want to do that. Before we get started, I again want to thank you all for joining us, and I got a little something for you. Sunday school teacher was teaching some 5- and 6-year-old about the Ten Commandments. And she was going on talking about honor thy mother and thy father and explaining certain things to them. And all of a sudden she said, she has a question. How to treat our brothers and sisters? Does anyone know where the Ten Commandments fits in on something like this? And, of course, little Johnny waved his hand all excited, so the teacher asked him, so how do we treat our brothers and sisters through the Ten Commandments? Little Johnny says, thou shalt not kill. I thought that was appropriate, something a little funny. But to carry on, we're going to have brother, I lost my place here. We're going to have in this, our devotional reading is going to be from Hebrews 13, 1 through 8. And Brother Jeremiah Joyner is going to be reading that for us. After that, we'll have a song. This is a move. And then we'll have prayer by our own Deacon Gwen. And our exhortation and worship will be from Pastor Black. Praise and worship will follow. And we'll go from there with our mission statement. Thank you, Brother Jeremiah, please.
I will be reading from Hebrews 13, 1 through 8. Keep loving on one another as brother and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Continue to remember those in prison as you were together with them in prison, as those who are mistreated, as if you yourself were suffering. Marriage should be honored by all. In the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the older, and the sexually immoral. Keep your lives free from love. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. May May the Lord bless the hearers and the readers of this word.
So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, because yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all says, and bodies are still being raised. God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do.
Father God, once again we boldly come to your throne of grace to give you thanks and praise, my Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you for watching over us as we slumbered last night. And we thank you for this day, my Heavenly Father. Thank you for starting us out today, my Heavenly Father. It's the day you have made. Let us rejoice in it and be glad in it, my Heavenly Father. And we give thanks to you, my Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you for loving us. Thank you for keeping us, my Heavenly Father. We thank you for everything you do for us, my Heavenly Father. We thank you for the sunshine, and we thank you for the rain, the air we breathe, the food we have. Thank you for keeping us well, keeping us healthy, my Heavenly Father. We just thank you because we love you and we worship you. We praise you, my Heavenly Father. You're worthy to be praised, my Heavenly Father. There's no one like you, my Heavenly Father. You're worthy. You're God of all God, King of all kings, my Heavenly Father. And we just love you and praise you and lift you up, my Heavenly Father. Father God, we pray that you continue to bless us, to keep us as the apple of your eye, my Heavenly Father. My Heavenly Father, we ask you to lift up our pastor this morning. Touch my Heavenly Father with your loving kindness and your tender mercy, my Heavenly Father. Continue to give her the strength, the knowledge, and the wisdom to continue the work you chose her to do, my Heavenly Father. Keep her hedge of protection around, my Heavenly Father. Keep her healthy, my Heavenly Father. Bless her children, her grandchildren. Bless her parents, my Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to bless all those greater St. Stephen's members, my Heavenly Father, the sick, the shut-in, the afflicted, my Heavenly Father. Touch Brother, Mother Gloria this morning, my Heavenly Father. Brother Nolan, Mother Mays, touch this morning, my Heavenly Father, with your healing power, my Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask you to help us to continue to be the church of love on the grow. Help us to love one another. Be good to one another, my Heavenly Father. We all need each other, my Heavenly Father. And so we ask you to continue to bless us, my Heavenly Father. And Father God, we ask you to continue to keep watch over our buildings, that they don't be vandalized, my Heavenly Father. We pray that we'll be back in them very soon where we can fellowship and shake hands and love with each other, my Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to create in us a clean heart and reunite a new spirit within us, my Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, my Heavenly Father. Father God, we just want to continue to worship you and praise you and lift you up and glorify you. Praise you, you're worthy to be praised, my Heavenly Father. Father God, we pray today that you will watch over us and with love and compassion, my Heavenly Father. May our hopes and dreams and needs be fulfilled, my Heavenly Father. Be with us, my Heavenly Father, at home and away, my Heavenly Father. And keep us safe from all harm, my Heavenly Father. We ask you, my Heavenly Father, to lift up Pastor Sorrell this morning, my Heavenly Father. Elder Farmer, my Heavenly Father, continue blessing him in his ministry, my Heavenly Father. So, Father God, we're just going to love you and praise you to you because we can't thank you enough. We owe you another praise, my Heavenly Father. So we're just going to continue to bless you and lift you up. Glorify you, my Heavenly Father, because we know all good things come from you, my Heavenly Father. So we love you, we praise you, and we will bless you, and we'll keep you and give you our praise and our glory, my Heavenly Father. We honor you and we lift you up. Praise you with the highest praises, which all belongs to you, my Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray, and glory be to God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord our God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's worship time. It's time for us to come before the throne of grace to worship and to magnify our Lord, our Savior. So let's intentionally worship the Lord on today. Let's make sure that there's no distractions. Let's just be still in the presence of the Lord. Let's lift up holy hands. Let's kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Let us lay prostrate before the Lord. Let us close our eyes. Let us lift up our hands. Let us lift up our hearts. Let us open up our mouths and begin to worship the Lord, begin to magnify him, begin to exalt him, and to give him what's due unto him. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the honor. And we owe him another praise. So this morning, let's be intentional. Let's turn that living room into a sanctuary, turn that couch into a pew, turn that bed into a pew. Wherever you are, it's holy, sacred ground. So let's intentionally praise and worship the Lord today. The scriptures in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 through 7 says, "Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may be exalted in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you." And then I found this little prayer that says, "God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference." I just want to remind us as we're preparing to use our weapons of warfare that getting frustrated and paralyzed by fear of things that we cannot change is a waste of time. What we need to do is use our weapons of warfare. This is the time for the body of Christ to pray, praise, and worship. Let's prepare ourselves now for praise and worship. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, how we magnify your name. Oh, how we lift you up, oh God. Oh, how we give you glory and honor, oh God. For you alone are worthy of all our praise. Father, we call you Jehovah Jireh. We call you Jehovah Nisi. We call you Jehovah Shalom. Father, you are our Prince of Peace. You are our Rose of Sharon. You are our Lily of the Valley. And oh God, we worship you today. Father, you are the wheel in the middle of the wheel. You are the way out of no way. Father, you are our help in the very present time of need. God, we love you today. We honor you today, oh God. We call you faithful, oh God. For every morning, your tender mercies are new to us, oh God. Your mercies are new to us, oh God. You are a faithful God. You are a good God, and you're worthy of all praise. We love you today, oh God, with an everlasting love. We give you glory and honor today, oh God. We stretch forth our hands today, oh God, and we say hallelujah. We give you the highest praise. We raise a hallelujah. We raise a hallelujah. We know that heaven is opening up right now, and it's fighting on our behalf. And we know, oh God, that as we praise you and as we give you glory and as we give you honor, you are drawing near unto us. Yes, so God, we love you today. We want you to know we appreciate you today. Yes, we want you to know, oh God, that we intentionally give you praise today.
Praise
Lord God, we won't let the rock cry out, Father, on our behalf, but we will open up our mouth and we will shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Father, we worship you in victory. We worship you in spirit and in truth. We worship you in a transformed mind. We worship you in a renewed spirit. We worship you with clean hands. We worship you with a pure heart. Father, we love you today. Oh God, we declare and decree that there is none like you, oh God. You are the great I am. You are the Prince of Peace.
Yes,
You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our way maker. You are our strong tower. You are our joy. You are our strength. Father, you are our God. And you are an awesome God.
Awesome.
You are an awesome God.
Awesome.
You are an awesome God. And we worship you today, Lord.
Awesome.
We give you glory and honor today, oh God.
Yes.
Hallelujah to your name, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We bless you, Lord.
We
give you glory. We give you honor.
Yes.
And we magnify your holy name.
Magnify.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
if it get heavy, let's go, let's go. Come on.
I Get that camera on them.
Didn't God
Okay, at this time, we want to have the mission statement. It comes from Matthew 28:19-20. We believe that we will transform this community by developing fishers of men and women. It is our goal to catch and cultivate the lost that they may have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which will cause them to celebrate Him, commune with the saints, and work with us to fulfill the Great Commission. Thank you. Okay, we will now hear observation from Pastor Black.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. This is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We give glory and honor to God today, for truly God has been good to us. We want to thank God for each of you joining us on today. Thank God to Brother Farrell for being our presider.
Amen.
Over our worship on today. Thank you so much, Brother Deacon Gwynn, for giving us our opening prayer, and for Brother Jeremiah giving us our devotional reading. Amen.
Amen.
We truly thank God for our men on today who
Amen.
Have been leading us thus far in worship, and we are just getting ready to hear a word from the Lord on today. We do have a few observations that we want to share with you. Again, thank you to all of you that have joined us today. If you are a first timer here on our worship experience through Blog Talk, and you want to say hello to us, we want to say hello to you. Amen.
Amen.
If we were at home, we would be cheering and then rushing to give you a bag of popcorn, because our slogan to all of our visitors are thank you for popping in. And that's what we say to you today. Thank you for popping in. Thank you for choosing to worship with the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church family. I am the humble servant. I am the lead servant, and I'm honored that you chose to come today to allow us to come into your home, ride in your car, sit with you on your job as we worship the Lord our God. And so if you're on the line today and this is your first time worshiping with us, we would love to hear you say hello, and we would love to say hello back to you. Maybe this is not your first time. Maybe you've been listening for some time now, and you haven't had the opportunity to share, but you wanted to say hello to us. We want to give you that opportunity. All you need to do is press 1 on your phone, and I can bring you on live. If you would like to say good morning to our church family, if you are not a member of the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church and you want to say hello, we would like to give you that opportunity at this time, because we realize that there are people, as Brother Farrell said, across these United States that have joined us. And we want you to know that we have the spirit of hospitality. We know how to show love and be real, even through the airways. Amen. And so we just want to yield a few moments to give any of you an opportunity to say hello to the church family. All you have to do is press 1 on your phone, and I can bring you on live. Amen. Amen. Well, truly, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being here today. We do have some announcements that we want to share with you. We do have some things we want to remind you of. Can I tell you that we are busy? Amen. We are busy. We're not being busybodies, but we're being busy advancing the kingdom of God. Our women's ministry hosted a sleeping bag drive, and all their sleeping bags have arrived safely. Woo-hoo! Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So we have boxes on top of boxes in the dining room here. And so I was trying to figure out how we could give them away. And I heard somebody say relationship is important. And sometimes we run across some people that are homeless, or there's homeless people on our block, and they see us and we see them. So I want to give you that opportunity. If there's someone in your neighborhood that you see on a regular basis that's homeless and you would like to give them a sleeping bag, I want to make that option available to you. It's all about relationship. It's all about relationship. And so we're always blessing those that we don't know and that we don't see and that we won't ever see again. But sometimes it's just nice to bless those that we run across and we see every now and then. So if you live in a neighborhood and you go to a grocery store and there's a homeless person, a houseless person that you see there periodically, and you want to be a blessing to them and you would like to give them a sleeping bag, if you could just, you know, text me and let me know, Pastor, I know two or three people, or I've seen two or three people that I would like to give sleeping bags to. Please, ma'am, please, sir, just text me and let me know when you want to come by and pick up the sleeping bag. I will break up the box and make sure all you have is a sleeping bag and you're ready to go. Maybe somebody wants to go downtown and by the Burnside Bridge. I do have caps and gloves and blankets. It's a little homeless care packet. Maybe somebody wants to just give out the homeless care packet. That's fine, too. But let me know so that we can all continue to do ministry like Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So we do want to do that. Our brothers will be going to pick up toys on Saturday. The men's ministry will be hosting a, check this out, y'all. I got this yesterday. Brother Farrell, I have to call you and tell you about this, but I'm just so excited. You know, I'm like a refrigerator. I can't keep nothing. But we have been, the Vancouver Avenue First Baptist Church parking lot has been made available to us that we may do a drive-through toy giveaway. Amen. And so the other driveway was New Hope. And so New Hope has the turnaround, which is perfect. You go in one side and out the other side. And so Vancouver Avenue has one way in, but we can figure it out. Amen. And so the brothers will be picking up toys next Saturday on the 21st. So if you men folk want to volunteer, please contact Brother Farrell Mack. He is the ministry leader for our men's ministry. Please contact him so that you can get the information as to where to meet him. But we will be picking up toys on the 21st of November, and then you will hear about our drive-through toy giveaway once we finalize dates. Amen. So we are just so busy doing the work of the kingdom. I'm excited. We will be giving away seven $200 gift cards to families. And so we've got people working, getting us names of families to turn in names. And so we're truly grateful for them. If you have someone that you know of that lost their job, that's struggling, that needs a card, I have one more card that has not been assigned yet. So let me know. We want to make sure that we reach out to the community. They don't have to be a member of our church. They don't even have to live right here in the city. Come on, y'all. So they could be somebody across the state that's struggling that could use some $200 to help them and their family buy some groceries and prepare for this COVID season that we're living in. I also want to remind you that this Wednesday, November 18th at 8 o'clock p.m. will be our family year-end meeting. And so we will be meeting on Zoom and this line. So for those of you that have Zoom, I will be sending out the Zoom link because I want to see your smiling faces. And then we will be on this line so that we could get together and people can hear what's going on clearly without any interruptions from the airwaves of our modern technologies of these cell phones. Because, you know, as much as we try, the cell phones keep up a lot of noise. And so that everyone can hear, you should be receiving in the mail by Wednesday a copy of the agenda, a calendar of events, and your financial report. So I'm going to be preparing all of that and going to the post office today. So please be looking for that in the mail. It should be coming to you before Wednesday. And we just got everything finalized, so we're going to go and make copies today and then take them to the post office downtown. So while I'm down there, I will be dropping off a few sleeping bags. I'm not going to take them all. I will be taking one to Brother Dennis, who's at the church, and I will be taking one to Brother Gary Bradley, who is around there on Fremont Street somewhere. I'm going to find him today. But both of those men will be getting sleeping bags, and then I will be taking two more with me downtown just to drop off. So if you want to get sleeping bags, please let me know. But don't forget, every member needs to be on the line be on Blog Talk or be on Zoom. I will send out the information this week. Want to remind you, when we send out text messages to the whole church, it's please don't reply back. Reply to me personally. Because sometimes people are working or they're getting medical treatment and getting 4, 5, and 6 pings. If you like me, you look at your phone every time it pings. And so we don't want to be a distraction to people's day. If I send out a group text, please, ma'am, please, sir, if you need to reply, please reply to me only. We don't want to cause people to lose their jobs or lose focus of what they're supposed to be doing because they're getting 4, 5, and 6 pings on their phone. So that's why I asked us not to reply to the group. So thank you for us following directions. Amen. And being mindful. Amen. Amen. So we also want to remind you that it's getting close to Thanksgiving. The governor has put us back in phase one. Beginning Wednesday, November the 18th, for 2 weeks, we are going back into phase one. So that means restaurants now are just doing takeout. That means that the gyms are closed. We're always been wearing a mask. So let's remember to wear a mask. Let's remember to social distance. Let's remember, if you're having family over for Thanksgiving, make sure they quarantine. Make sure they quarantine for the next 14 days so that when they come to your house, they don't have the coronavirus and you don't have it either. And then when you all get together, it should be no more than 6 of you, according to the governor. There should be no more than 6 of you. And so the 6 of you have been quarantined for the last 14 days. Therefore, nobody will leave your house saying, I got the coronavirus from Pastor Black. They won't be that. So let's quarantine before we get together. And when we get together, make sure there's no more than 6 of us. So these are different times, y'all, and we have to be creative. Get computers, get Zoom, and do Zoom. My godmother had a birthday party, and there was over 40 of us on the line for her birthday in October. It can be done. It can be done. So let's get creative. Let's think outside the box with how we do family events, how we do church, how we do ministry, because this thing is here for a while. We don't know how long, but it's here. And we're not going to let fear keep us from doing anything. We're going to continue to do ministry. We're going to continue to have family time, but we got to do it wisely. Amen. So let's be wise in our dealings. So let's follow the governor's ruling. Let's be obedient and let's take care of each other. I wear a mask because I love you. You should wear a mask because you love somebody else. Amen. So we truly thank God for that. Thanksgiving is coming up, and we will not be having Bible study on the 25th. So the next time we come together will be December 2nd for Bible study, and we'll be in James chapter 3. So December 2nd will be our next time for Bible study, and we will be in James chapter 3. Amen. We have a thank you card here. It was so nice of you to remember me in such a thoughtful way. To Pastor Black and the Greater Saint and my Greater Saint Stephen's Church family, I thank you all for your prayers and the beautiful flowers. May God bless you all until we meet again. I love a cheerful giver. Love always, Sister Dorothy Hart. Amen. So we're just truly grateful to God that we can truly be a blessing to each other, to encourage each other, and to lift each other up in prayer. Please continue to pray for Mother Gloria, Mother Carolyn. Pray for Sister Patty. Pray for Sister Kawana Powell, Brother Elijah, Brother Danielle, Brother Willie Kennedy. Amen. We also want to continue to pray for Dr. T. Allen Bethel. We want to pray for Sister Sharon Taylor. We want to continue to pray for Sister Bonnie, Mother Harris, Sister Ruth, Sister Sonia, Sister Katie, and Sister Yolanda Minifee. We're just trusting and believing that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask, think, or imagine. We know that God is a healer. We know that God is a deliverer. And we know that with him, all things are possible. Well, my brothers and sisters, I hope and pray that you govern yourselves accordingly. I hope and pray that because you are here with us, something has been said, something will be said to encourage you and to strengthen you and to intensify your love relationship with the Lord. It is my prayer that as we prepare to receive a word from the Lord today, that we have our hearts and our minds ready to hear what thus saith the Lord. If you don't have your Sunday school book, we are coming from 1 John chapter 3, our Sunday school lesson today, so you can have time to get it. 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 through 24. Our Sunday school teacher today is no stranger to none of us. He is a hardworking man within our church and our community. And we thank God for his faithfulness to the Lord. Amen. Not to the church, not to Pastor Black, but to the Lord. This young man loves the Lord, and we are honored that he is a son of the house. And so we want to welcome Elder Dante Farmer to the call at this time. And as we welcome him, we also want to say happy birthday to you. Yay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Elder Farmer. The call is, yielding the call to you.
Thank you, Pastor Black. It is definitely an honor on today to be presiding over today's teaching. Today is a day of celebration, like Pastor's mentioned. Today is my 38th birthday, but today is much more than just a celebration, but it's also a day of remembrance for me. When we talk about today's lesson, confident in love. In today's lesson, we're going to find out the difference outlined in Scripture, what love truly is, and what that confident expectation of love should look like in our hearts. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you have created. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing me to rise and to witness your glory another day, oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, this day that you have anointed, oh, Heavenly Father, to see another year, oh, Heavenly Father. I thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, not just with my lips, oh, Heavenly Father, but I embrace you, oh, Heavenly Father, in love, oh, Heavenly Father, through the Spirit that you have given and poured out through your Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, humble me right now. Oh, Heavenly Father, touch me in a mighty way. Allow, O Heavenly Father, the words that you give them through your spirit, O Heavenly Father, to resonate, O Heavenly Father, not just through me, O Heavenly Father, but may you work through me, O Heavenly Father, and guide me, O Heavenly Father, to bring out these hidden truths, O Heavenly Father, so that the hearer, O Heavenly Father, may be touched, O Heavenly Father, in a mighty way. O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bow down and kneel my heart, O Heavenly Father, and I ask that you open up my eyes, O Heavenly Father, to see wondrous things from your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Our Sunday school lesson will be coming from 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 through 24. And our aim for change, by the end of this lesson, we will explore the many dimensions of loving others according to 1 John chapter 3. Embrace God's commandments to love with obedience and expectation, and identify ways to grow in our faith in Jesus and our love for others. Starting with the 11th verse of 1 John chapter 3. This is the message you have heard from the beginning. We should love one another. We must not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and killed his brother. And why did he kill him? Because Cain had been doing what was evil, and his brother had been doing what was righteous. So don't be surprised, dear brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. If we love our brothers and sisters who are believers, it proves that we have passed from death to life. But a person who has no love in is still dead. Anyone who hates another brother or sister is really a murderer at heart. And you know that murderers don't have eternal life within them. We know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. So we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. If someone has enough money to live well and sees a brother or sister in need but shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person? Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. Our actions will show that we belong to the truth, so we will be confident when we stand before God. If we feel guilty, God is greater than our feelings, and he knows everything. Dear friends, if we don't feel guilty, we can come to God with bold confidence, and we will receive from him whatever we ask because we obey him and do the things that please him. And this is his commandment. We must believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he has commanded us. Those who obey God's commandments remain in fellowship with him and he with them. And we know he lives in us because the spirit he gave us lives in us. May God add a blessing to the reader, dear doers, and hearers of his holy word. Let's go into really breaking this word down to really understand what is John saying to his readers at this particular time. What is the message of what confident love truly is and the examples outlined? So the people, places, and times is going to speak about Cain and Abel. Now, Cain, the eldest son of Adam and Eve, Cain became the tiller of the soil while his brother Abel was a keeper of sheep. Both have brought a sacrifice to the Lord, and this could be found in Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 to 4. Abel acted in faith by bringing a sacrifice more suitable than that of Cain, which we also find in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. The latter's rage burned out of control against God's rejection. In retaliation, he slaughtered his brother whose gift had been accepted. The Lord confronted Cain with his guilt, judged him, and marked him, sending him out of the land. So here it is in this first couple of verses where we hear about the story of Cain and Abel. And we see the sacrifices that they were given. It wasn't the sacrifices themselves that God was looking at. It wasn't the outward gift that God was looking at. God was looking at the true intentions of the heart. And because Cain's heart wasn't right, because it was filled with jealousy and hate and envy, it caused him to want to slaughter his brother because his gift, the gift that Abel gave, was more acceptable to God because he did it in faith. His intentions were pure, and that's what made him right before God. It had nothing to do with the sacrifice he was getting, but it was the intentions behind the sacrifice that was pleasing in the sight of God, and it was counted as righteousness to Abel. To really break this down, we're going to look more in depth, love and life in death. The true test of discipleship is that we love one another, found in verse 11. No one can claim to be a child of God and not have love for another child of God. I'm going to say that again. No one can claim to be a child of God and not have love for another child of God. This is the example shown in Cain and Abel. An attitude like that will be like Cain, where we're constantly at odds and constantly have hate. Constantly, the things that we see, we become envious and we become puffed up with pride. That comes from an evil heart and evil intention. It's very significant that through God's word, he gives us an example on how his children should be. See, Abel was a child of God because of obedience. But here it is that Cain, he was a child of disobedience. So these are the examples that God has given us to show us a distinction on what true love should look like. And that's the test of true discipleship. That was a commandment that Jesus gave to his disciples when he was up in the upper room with having a Passover. And when he stripped down and when he started, you know, wrapping a towel around his waist and he started washing the feet, he was showing, yes, I am your master, I am your Lord, but I'm showing you an example on how to love. He knew that there were those there that was going to betray him and turn away, but he still was able to show that true love, that confident love, that even in the midst of trials, let love be what guides us. And so he gives us an example of the attitude that Cain had. This is the oldest son of Adam who murdered his younger brother. He gives us an example on how we find ourselves today, whether if you're in the politics, whether if you're in the business, whether if you're in the streets. You have those that love, and then you have those that hate. But what John is trying to display through the Holy Spirit for those who are believers of God of how we are to love, even in a place hostile to us, that we let love rule and we don't become like the world, the image of Cain. So Cain's actions were motivated by jealousy and hatred. Jealousy and hatred. When you get skipped over a job promotion and somebody else gets it, what's that feeling or attitude that you're going to have? Is it going to be a one of love, edifies, that encourages, that helps support, or is it going to be one of those, oh, I could have did it better. You know, pass me over. I got a better resume. I got a better job title. And you just passing me over and make me feel this way. But this is the example that Jesus was showing to his disciples when he was telling them, don't be surprised when the world hates you because they first hated me. But he said also with encouraging words that I've overcome the world. And so that means that believers in Christ who live in love are more than conquerors for him who first loved us. God knows what each of us needs and desires, and we should thank God that his blessings are available to all his children. We have no business being jealous or envious of other Christians. They are our brothers and sisters too. So give me some examples of what love. Love is an action. Love is much more than just an emotional attraction. Love is much more than just a feeling that you have when you think that things are going good. Don't let the desires of the flesh cause one to mistake what true love is. That confident love, that love that you know this is genuine, this is authentic, this is no lie, this holds no record of wrongdoing. This is that conditional love. This is that unconditional love, excuse me. This is that confident love. But it's much more than just a confident love on how we love each other. But this is the commandment of to love God with all heart, all soul, all mind, and all strength. And to love our neighbor as we love thyself. Well, what does that mean? Jesus gave us some examples on what true love, that unfavorable grace, that love that just no matter how wrong you do to me, I'm still gonna love you anyway. So how is it that us as body of believers love on one another? Because when we are loving on one another in true fellowship of the Spirit, that is evidence and action of the Spirit moving in us in order for those outside of the church, to experience what the gospel message is all about. This is that going out into the world, but not becoming of the world, but loving on them. Oh, that's one thing I love about this church is the outreach ministry, because we be kicking off on all cylinders, because we are moved by love, not an assignment from the pastor, but an assignment from God through the pastor in order to give the proper assignments that the Spirit has dictated and guided. So therefore, we can go out and really show the world what true love is. The church is a symbol to the world. It's evidence. Us going out empowered by the Holy Spirit to fulfill love throughout the world. People know us by the way that we love. Christian love looks different. It's still with the Spirit. It's not filled with just, oh, things look good. Okay, I guess we're going to praise today. No, love is unconditional. Love is when times even get hard. That's when we grow deeper in our faith. That's when we get to really playing hard and trusting that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah, amen. The early Christians were persecuted to the point of death simply for their love for Christ. John's audience was no doubt afraid and uncertain of their past, knowing that the world hated them. Families had cast them out. Old communities were no longer welcoming to them. But John admonishes the church to be steadfast in the face of opposition. So what's an example of being steadfast in the face of opposition? That means to be immovable. That means that you can't be swayed by every wind that comes, every news that comes. That means that we stand firm on the faith that we have in Christ Jesus, because he already gave us an example of what suffering is. But he also gave us an example on when he rose from the dead after 3 days on how we can have a glorious life by placing hope in him. That's that confident love. That's that love that no matter what it looks like, even if they throw the book at you and say you got a life sentence, but you got love God in you. People looking at you funny because you got love God in you. We ain't talking about that artificial love. No, we ain't talking about the love that the world gives. No, we're talking about that inner spirit, that inner peace, that love that no matter what's going on, it just surpasses all understanding. We're talking about the confident hope, that confident love that we have because we believe everything that God has placed in his word. And so he's giving encouragement to the Christians at this time of the persecution that they were going through to give them hope. Don't worry about what the emperor is doing. Don't worry about what the governor is doing. Don't worry about what the chamberlain and the butler is doing. You continue to have faith and you continue to love on them anyway. You continue to show them what true faith is. A love that you're willing to die for. A love that you know that's not going to be in vain. A love that you know that when it's time to go meet the Lord, we can stand boldly before the throne of grace and say thank you, especially when we hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. Going into the second part of this, showing our love. Our love for others is evidenced by our willingness to give to others. Genuine Christian love gives to others and expects nothing in return. Let's say that again. Genuine Christian love gives to others and expects nothing in return. You did it because you love Jesus. You did it because you seen the need. You did it because you was guided by the commandment on love thy neighbor as we love thyself. You did it because you remember about the Good Samaritan. That's that abiding in love. When the word bubbles through you, and at the right time, when it's time to make a move, you know you're being guided by love, because it's not the world that you're looking for glorification from, but it's the Lord that you glorify and give all thanks to for the ability to be able to act on it. That's when we activate our faith, is when we grow in it and then we act on it and we continue to grow in it. The apostle exhorts us to display our love by display love by doing. We should not just love in word, neither in the tongue. This means love should be more than just a matter of speech. It is easy to say we love one another as long as nothing is required of us. Oh, it's easy to say you love when there's nothing required. But when Christians love, that means that we are ready to engage. Yes, that means that when we come into fellowship and we say that we love you in the name of Jesus, that means that we're ready to engage. Now, true enough, sometimes we might not have it, but when we stay in fellowship, the Lord will provide a way. The Lord will provide resources. The Lord will provide a text call to say to contact this person. But we have to be ready to move in love, to display that what we believe is much more than talk, but it is evidence indeed. That's faith works. We were just talking about it at Bible study. Amen. Since we know that Jesus' death is the means for our salvation, John suggests that Christians ought to be willing to sacrifice their time, talents, and treasure for the good of someone else, just as Jesus did. I'm going to say that again. Since we know that Jesus' death is the means for our salvation, John suggests that Christians ought to be willing to sacrifice time, talents, and treasure for the good of someone else, just as Jesus did. That's really putting love into action. For love is much more than just pure lip service just to make somebody feel good. Love is being able to bear with the truth, but we're doing it from a genuine place. Even if that means sometimes that you have to be rebuked, know that the person in which, especially if they are a child of God moving in faith, to be able to accept that ridicule, that constructive criticism, that rebuke in order for us to grow into mature and to edify, in order for us to grow into true maturity as we grow in love. Each one teach one, knowing that it's coming from a good place and not from hate. Not because somebody is not trying to see you succeed, not because they're trying to hold you back. Sometimes we allow the spirit of the world to get in the way of hearing God's word. And it causes us to think differently than the way that the spirit is wanting us to move and think. That's when he says, don't be conformed by this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The only way we could be renewed in the mind is when we come to Jesus and open up our hearts and confess. Say we made a mistake. Say we know we've been wrong and ask for forgiveness. So therefore, once we experience that grace, it ain't something that happens overnight. Grow in that grace. We grow in maturity. That comes from the love of true Christian fellowship. In order for us to walk in the ways of Jesus, to be a light in this world, in order for the prince of darkness stronghold to be broken, and it can only be done through the blood of Jesus. Our last portion, getting ready to wrap this up, is what confidence and love in the spirit. If we fail to love, we are left with feelings of guilt that hinder our confidence in the Lord. When our actions are motivated by love, we can approach God with boldness and receive what we ask of him. His is not a magic formula. When we love as he directs and engages in those actions that please him, we can have confidence that we are in his will. When we obey God's command, he honors our request. Verse 23 states the commandment clearly. It requires that we believe in the name of Jesus and acknowledges that he is the Son of God, our Savior and Lord. It requires that we love each other, especially those in the body of Christ. We must also remain in fellowship with God, which means staying connected to him through meditating on the word and praying. But the commandment to live also means that we must stay connected with other Christians. When we obey God's commandments and live in intimate fellowship with Jesus, others will witness a change and ask what fuels our joy. There is no greater witness to be saved and unsaved in expressing the love of God. Our confidence and our love are anchored in the fact that we know Christ lives in us and we live for him. The last question we pose here before I wrap this up, what is the proof that Christ abides in us? It ain't the tongues that you speak. It ain't the spiritual gifts that you got. It's how the body loves on one another, because where there is love, there is healing. He says it in his word, when two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. It starts with the personal relationship with him. Then as we grow in our relationship on a personal level with him, that's where the Spirit guides us, the body, to come together and to be joined as one in true fellowship with the mind and focus to go out and to not only just share that love, but to live that love amongst those who are dying out here in this world and in these streets. That is the mandate of the Great Commission, is to go out, not just stay in. He's calling on us to have that inward relationship with him, that personal relationship with him through prayer and the reading and teaching of his word, in order for it to bubble up in us, in order for us to go and pour it out on others. Not to pour it out into where it's not being fruitful and multiplying, but in order for it to abide in others. But it's witnessed through what we show. The word says in Romans that the name of God has been dishonored because of us. So we have a duty to make sure that we go before the throne of grace, asking for mercy, repenting to him, asking for his grace, asking us to forgive us for dishonoring his name in a world in which we're supposed to proclaim. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, oh Heavenly Father, for teaching us, oh Heavenly Father, what confident love is. Oh Heavenly Father, please have mercy on us, oh Heavenly Father, for when we fall short of this. Oh Heavenly Father, bind us, oh Heavenly Father, with your spirit in order for us to break these chains, oh Heavenly Father, so that your love may pour out, oh Heavenly Father, so that your people, oh Heavenly Father, who love you, oh Heavenly Father, in spirit and in truth, may confidently, oh Heavenly Father, proclaim your name, O Heavenly Father, with no guilt and no shame, O Heavenly Father, because we confidently hope, O Heavenly Father, and believe that through the blood of Jesus, O Heavenly Father, you have forgiven us, O Heavenly Father. O Heavenly Father, thank you, and I pray, O Heavenly Father, that someone, O Heavenly Father, heard something, O Heavenly Father, that needed to be heard, not by me, O Heavenly Father, but by you. I thank you, O Heavenly Father, and I honor you, O Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Black, I yield this call back over to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on and put your hands together and bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What an awesome word on today.
Awesome.
Thank you, Elder Farmer, for giving us the lesson on today. Confident love. In our closing today, and as we prepare our hearts and minds for our benediction, liberating the lesson on page 129, for those of you that have your books, there's a paragraph in there that I really want us to make personal. In that paragraph, it says, this lesson reminds us that no matter what happens in the world, we are commanded to love one another. Consider what you, the Sunday school lesson says the church, But I want this to be personal right now, because the church, it does not look like it did in January of 2020. Mm-hmm. It didn't look like it did November 2019. The church looks so different now, and people are struggling to identify the church because they can't come to the building. They can't get within the four walls. So it, like Elder Farmer said, it's time for us to bring back honor to God's name, not the building, the people. The people. So consider what you can do to promote love and unity in your family, in your community, and in the world. Amen?
Amen.
In your family, community, and the world, where we see so much strife, hatred, and confusion. So let's do our due diligence, my brothers and sisters. This is the month of Thanksgiving. Amen. Every day is a day to be thankful. And we must be thankful for what God is doing in our lives. And we must be grateful. But let's show love and let's be real. Thank you, Elder Farmer. I did forget that on the Friday, this Friday, November 20th, we will be providing a Thanksgiving dinner for the residents at the Willamette TPI shelter. So we're doing all we can, church family, to show love and be real. So continue to give your tithes, continue to give your offering, and then continue to show love, genuine love, and be real. Amen. We're preparing now for our benediction, and I have a song for you, so don't just hang up after you hear the benediction. Amen. But the word of the Lord says, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance unto thee and to give thee peace. What I say unto one, I say unto all. Watch, pray, and show love and be real every day. We love you.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life, back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me?
but you.
Father,
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Jesus,
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Let me tell you what it does.
He saved the day.
Come on.
He will come through.
He will let you down, but
he won't. Nobody but you.